Sure.
They do that when you leave them, so.
I never got applause.
Me neither.
I don't know about today's meeting.
Yeah.
Lots of denial. Okay, first matter continued from April. Are there any residents here that want to speak on any applications? Okay. Continued from April 19th, 2018, 24 Winter Street, for Comcast. The existing pole number 16 on Winter Street, trench southerly 5 feet from the public way, installing 1 2-inch PVC conduit, no sidewalk removal.
Good afternoon. Again, good morning.
Good morning.
Could you please state your name for the record?
Anthony Vadalaro. Comcast. Yeah.
And Mr. Vadalaro, we had continued this, or we've continued this 3 times now, to get information on who owns the third conduit. Has the mystery been solved?
The property owner or builder, yeah, it's the property owner.
And
he installed everything prior to receiving pole and conduit permission. We've gone back to him and asked him to call the DPW and Steve. And I think he's well known in the city.
Has he reached out to DPW?
I've not heard from him since he's been. He attended a meeting early on, maybe 2 or 3 months ago.
I've told him to call you guys several times.
Is he looking for service from you?
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually. But he has no service until.
Right.
Right.
So let's deny it.
He came a long time ago.
Yeah.
We asked him to come to the meeting.
Yeah.
But he didn't come.
Right.
As in others, I mean, you can relate to him that the third conduit either needs to be cut off back from the.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't force him to do any, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's aware of the situation.
I'd just make a motion to remove it from the agenda but not deny it until we hear back from the developer.
So to reapply, is that, will that be the fee again?
Do you relay that fee back?
On this particular one, I charge him the fee.
I would deny it, quite frankly. If he wants service, then he can apply for service. And then you can charge him the cost.
Yep.
I mean.
Okay. I agree. So, motion to deny.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Right there.
Also, Comcast for Regent Street from pole 10, trench westerly 35 feet to the private property line of 55 Regent, installing 1 2-inch PVC conduit in the public way and 1 private property handhole. This will include the removal and replacement of 1 sidewalk panel by the contractor.
Okay, we've been in contact with the developer in regards to this similar situation. They've removed the third conduit. No one's taken ownership of it, so we have them remove it and cap it. So I make a motion to approve.
Okay. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Comcast continued from July 19th to 399 Binney Street from the existing Comcast manhole on Cardinal and Pierce Avenue, trench northerly 56 feet, then turning easterly 28 feet to the private property line of 399 Binney Street, installing 1 4-inch PVC conduit in the public way. Trench will continue easterly on private property an additional 66 feet to newly installed Comcast manhole. Continue trenching easterly 158 feet, then 12 feet northerly to the existing manhole on private property, installing 1 4-inch PVC conduit.
I have the revision.
Okay.
Did it make the?
You guys saw that I got it, I think.
I don't know.
See this one? I have it.
This to the. I think the largest concern is this was brought to us under the impression that this was going on private property down.
Well, it's
down
behind
Binney.
It's behind the fence line.
fence line, but on
construction. Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's public way.
Oh yeah, we had the description was different from the.
Yeah. This one, you need 8M permit. 8M permit.
8M permit for
Carlo Medeiros.
Carlo Medeiros.
Yeah, and also you need to coordinate with 399 Vinnie Street.
Yeah, I've talked to Terry.
Plus, we have a city project.
Yeah.
So that has to be coordinated.
I saw that email. They're already bumping us out to next year, I think. Yeah, because it's so busy down there that they're not going to have access for us.
Is this the service 399 Vinnie?
Yeah. Yeah, they've ordered a...
So you're way out on this anyhow.
Yeah.
So I'd make a motion to continue pending 8M permits and coordination. Well, it's going to be so far out, otherwise you'd have to keep on getting it
extended
anyhow.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
And then, I'm sorry, and you said they told you you were out 6 months?
No, they just said next year. I don't think there's a timeline. We're not going to have to try and coordinate with the contractor doing all the work in the street.
But you're not doing it anytime before December 31st of this year?
That I don't know.
So why don't we continue it to January, and if you have something before, you tell us, and then we put it on an earlier agenda, but continue this to January, and then that way we're not here...
Right, doing it every month.
Every month. Is that good?
I agree.
Okay.
So on the motion?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
New petition for Comcast from the existing Comcast manhole, trench northerly 51 feet, then westerly 69 feet, installing one new 24 by 34 sidewalk vault. Continue trench 5 feet westerly to the private property line of 1780 Mass Ave, installing one 4-inch PVC conduit. This will include the removal and replacement of two sidewalk panels.
Do they not have service now?
So they do, but it's fed from 5 Lancaster, so it comes off the pole line on Lancaster Street. It hits the corner of side Lancaster, 5 Lancaster aerially, and then it continues on the back of the building to 1780, which we did secure permission to do that about 8 years ago. And the property has since sold, and the new owner is asking us to remove the service from the building because there was not an easement granted.
So the trespass issue here?
Yes.
Do you not have a conduit now that goes from Lancaster out to Mass Ave?
No.
No?
No.
So your existing manhole's on the opposite side of Mass Ave.
Yes.
So you have to go across Mass Ave and over.
You could need to pay. You only pay it 2 years.
I don't think right there is.
1780?
I don't think so. Not right there.
Newport Street was just done. I don't know about the streets.
I don't recall it looking shiny and new.
Well, just because it doesn't look, it doesn't mean it wasn't done.
I
just go over
there.
Yeah,
we paid that.
I haven't had a really chance to take a good look at this one. I'd like to continue.
Yes, that's fine.
Until we can get a little more information on it.
Okay.
Motion to continue?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Did she deny this one, the first one?
Oh.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
New petition for Light Tower. Sydney Street, starting at utility pole number 63538 on Sydney, installing 25 feet plus or minus of one 4-inch communication conduit northeasterly to the building located at 200 Sydney Street.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am Jamie Cosimi from Crown Castle.
Can you spell your last name?
M-I-R-K-A-Z-E-M-I.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bill Conway, Access Engineering, Conway.
Thank you.
I just printed out some pictures to show you this scope of work. It's easier to illustrate. Basically, we are bringing our fiber from pole 38 to 200 Sydney, and that requires a dig of about 25 feet. 4 or 5 feet is public way, and 20 feet is on the grass.
So you're currently on that pole now?
No, we are not on that pole. We are on the other pole on Area Street. So we're going to overlash to our case, bring the fiber, and we are licensed to those poles.
So this will be an aerial?
Yeah, no. It's going to be aerial, yeah.
But you're also digging? I'm confused.
I can show you. I have a drawing. I'll show you what we're doing.
You're feeding this building. They're just looking for a 5-footer riser.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see. Okay, thank you.
So you're licensed on the other poles that you're going to... So you currently have fiber on this run. You're just going to overlash it?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. We already fit the building from Area Street, but the customer requiring the diverse path, mm-hmm. so we have to get inside from Sydney. Mm-hmm.
And that's the older picture of the pole. I kept fresh pictures this morning where they just replaced that pole recently, and around the base of it, about a foot in diameter, is still dirt. So,
motion to approve, with all typical conditions and coordination, permits, and otherwise.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Light tower for the Pleasant Street extension, proposing to attach fiber optic infrastructure and wireless equipment to the existing 33-foot, 10-inch wooden pole, utility pole along Pleasant Street extension near Memorial Drive. The nearest address is 784 Memorial.
Good afternoon. Good morning. I was here yesterday afternoon on another hearing, so I'm still... Can you please spell your names for the record?
Matthew Girard, Crown Castle Fiber, G-I-R-A-R-D.
Thank you.
Michael G, E-U-C-C-I-N-I, and company's UC Synergetic.
UC?
UC-S-Y-N-E-R-G-E-T-I-C.
Thank you.
So I think this is continued,
correct,
for licenses or the roof?
Licenses and the roof.
The roof.
I'm not sure if you were sent the licenses or the roof. I have both if you haven't been.
I don't remember receiving any.
I don't have anything either.
Okay.
This is all aerial.
This is the Verizon license. These are licenses to attach to the pole, third-party attachment licenses.
So you're already on the other poles for the roof, the extension?
Yeah, and here's the fiber.
Yeah, I think we do that. I think these were sent on the original.
Yeah, correct. So this is our new pole here that we want to attach to, and this is the existing fiber. So.
Oh, okay, so...
We're already licensed for that pole,
yeah.
And we're licensed for that pole with the equipment, so we just got to attach.
So you're going from here to here, aerial,
correct.
And you have your licensing for the,
correct.
For the one attachment.
Mm-hmm.
We did receive those.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was in question, I think, was the on-path. I don't think we had
Yeah.
We didn't have the entire route, and there was a question about to whether there was going to be excavation.
No excavation.
Okay.
Okay. I did receive this also electronically.
Okay.
Motion to approve with all typical permitting, and you won't need any permits from public works. Just a utility permit from the electrical department before you do the installation.
Unless they're using a crane or something.
And you need a permit.
Okay. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Do you have that Did Dana send you that, Brad?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if Dana, then Dana must have it somewhere. I just don't have it in my packet. That's fine.
Yeah.
This was the entire package that I got.
Okay.
The only thing I got additionally, which Dana, I think, forwarded me, was the route.
Okay. So as long as we have the route somewhere, that's fine. Yeah. I just don't have it attached to that packet. If Dana sent it to you, we must have it upstairs somewhere.
Yeah.
Light tower for Douglas Street, proposing to attach fiber optic infrastructure and wireless equipment to existing 30-foot, 11-inch wooden utility pole along Douglas Street near 9 Douglas.
And again, Matthew Gerard and Michael Lucchini.
Mm-hmm.
And this was continued to verify whether the proper pole was the riser pole, and then Eversource doesn't usually allowed to riser poles,
mm-hmm.
and also the entire route, and whether there mm-hmm. was going to be excavation.
Okay. So I do have third-party attachment from Eversource for that pole.
So here's a both the approval. Was in the original packet also for that
for the
riser pole, and I think we were asking just to verify because it's a riser pole.
Mm-hmm.
So, so there was no.
I do have an email correspondence.
No dispute that it was or was not.
It does have risers on it, but Eversource is okay with it.
So this is the same
that
we've received. So,
if you want, there's a correspondence back and forth with Eversource, basically. Here's my question down here, and here's his answer added to it.
No, I just leave that for the record.
Yeah.
So this is
going to be a dig, yeah.
This will be the dig. So mm-hmm. this has not been petitioned yet. The dig has not been petitioned.
Correct.
Okay.
Right, this is new to you guys.
Okay, so this needs to be submitted separately because it's the dig. So this was not the only thing you had originally applied for was the attachment.
Correct.
So you need to apply for that, and I would just
separate application.
That would be a separate application because all these abutters would need to be notified.
Okay.
So you want to continue it and then hear them together?
I would.
If it's a separate application, is the node attachment to the pole itself? Can that be approved, or is it going to be all one package?
It should be one package, because if this is denied, how are you going to? You want to be sure it's a one package, so it's one installation.
Okay.
I would before you, I would check with. There's a lot of construction here, as you know. There's a lot of issues with conduit space for conduit in here that we've dealt with Eversource and others. I don't know if there's room here to put a conduit in here. I would touch base with. Project manager out here.
It's a two project going on, private development and the city.
Yeah, the city project. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would touch base with who's out there?
Jerry Freeman is the project manager for both.
For city or for both?
If you give me a call, I'll email you.
Okay.
Yeah, but I, rather than going through too much more work, there may be a different route you may need to take before you submit it.
Okay.
A little bit of homework with DPW.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of issues out there with space.
Right.
Real tight to put in drainage and everything else going out and around the corner there.
Okay.
As far as application for the conduit, fill out a completely separate application and we'll attach it to this item.
We'll make a motion to continue this petition.
Okay.
And then. Would remove it from the agenda until this is all settled, and then we would hear them both at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. So once you have the application ready for the other one with the entire route and everything, and you submit that, just make sure that you give Dana, will you submit these two, sort of a call and say, relate it back to this one, and then put them both together, and then we'll hear them at the same hearing back to back, and then that'll be easier.
Okay. Rather than this just continuing month to month, we'll just remove from the agenda. So it would be a motion to continue and also have it removed from the agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
light tower for Columbia Street to attach fiber optic infrastructure and wireless equipment to the existing 37-foot, 1-inch wooden utility pole along Columbia Street near Bishop Allen, close to 25 Columbia.
So this is the same?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's the same one?
No, this is existing aerial. There's no digging going on with this.
Yeah, because we had a question as to whether there had been whether there was going to be excavation.
Yeah, no.
Excavation.
No. So we have existing aerial here, and we just need to come down to this pole here and drop it on. This was, what you see here is part of the one we were just discussing, but it's irrelevant now because we're going to drop down and go over the berry, but all we're worried about is going from this pole where the existing is to our node pole aerial.
So isn't light tower the same as Crown Castle?
Yeah.
And you have one, they're 300 feet down the street, doesn't service the same?
Our customer won't co-locate, it says, part of their specs for their radio equipment, they require an independent location.
So this is for an additional customer?
Yes.
You mean an additional customer, remind me, you guys are Sprint? No. Verizon, who are you?
Well, Crown Castle and Crown Castle Fiber, and our customer for this new location is AT&T.
Okay. And then the one that's 300 feet down is?
I'm not sure. I think that's a...
My name is Joe Shannon. I'm with Crown Castle. And in the city of Cambridge right now, we've got Verizon, T-Mobile, and now AT&T on a huge number of poles. I'm not sure. It could be some combination of the other two on the pole down the street, but it's not AT&T. AT&T would only be on the one that we're applying for right now.
So AT&T is the one that won't share, or the Crown Castle that won't share?
Oh, no. We love share, and you guys are going to see some applications before the end of the year about a proposal that we have to do some upgrading and co-location on a number of our poles. The reality with the technology is that sometimes there is a perfect pole, and AT&T's coverage objective with this node might be different than what they could be satisfied with at the pole down the road.
So I think part of the question on this was the building that's going up on the corner, with it going up, I don't know, 15 stories, is that going to be an issue with your, with where this placement is going, you won't have to move it?
I'm sorry, I don't know the answer. To move the existing or the proposal?
The proposed.
I don't know
so
the answer.
So in this corner, this building is going up out of the ground 10 or 15 stories, I believe, and it's going to be right alongside.
This okay, that was addressed internally with
okay.
You guys, and it was confirmed that's okay. Yeah, you're not worried about reception or coverage.
Wait, but I don't think my question was answered. So let's go back to my question. So is AT&T the one that won't co-share?
We've had a number of conversations with AT&T about co-location, about how it's cheaper and better and easier for everybody. I don't know that co-location is the exact issue on this poll because of the, you know, again, every carrier is looking for a specific coverage objective with every node. But those conversations with AT&T about co-locating in a variety of different areas are kind of ongoing, but it's not for this.
Okay, so maybe the question too, will AT&T, does AT&T always require to be on its own?
For this project, it was specified as such, yes.
And you are currently not attached to here. This is a new installation.
A new equipment installation, yeah. I think we are attached to aerial fiber, right?
Yep,
on the pole down.
So with all your petitions that will be coming, you're looking to increase the size of equipment to add customers?
And it's doing a couple of things. You know, most of the equipment we have on our existing infrastructure is getting a little bit dated. So it's doing two things. It's going to do a broad upgrade on a number of poles, and it would be adding another carrier. I'm not sure. I'll be in touch with you guys over the next couple of weeks, but I'm not sure if it's going to be September or October yet.
Mm-hmm. Is there an immediate need for this installation at this time?
To service our customer, yes.
If your equipment was upgraded, your existing node was upgraded, would it accommodate the AT&T equipment?
You know, I'm sorry, and I don't know enough about the coverage objective for this poll. I apologize for my lack of knowledge there. I think there are two issues, right? And again, on the poll down the street, I don't know that we've done enough engineering work to look at whether that would satisfy AT&T's objective, you know, further down the road. We're always looking for intersections, looking for as much open space as we can, you know, and again, with AT&T, they know they need that pole based on their internal data about drop calls and about, you know, usage. So without knowing too many of the specifics about their need for this pole, that's kind of the...
I'd like to continue this for a month so I can look into this a little bit further on my end. That would be my vote on this one.
Yeah, I would agree, only that if now that you're one company, if your infrastructure can handle a third customer, be it AT&T or somebody else, you know, rather than have them, these small cells on every pole, it's similar to a co-locate with multiple customers on your equipment.
Absolutely, absolutely it is. And again, you know, it's something... As a shared infrastructure company, that's our goal across the board. Mm-hmm. I will warn the commission that it's not always possible, and there are technology limitations and there are coverage objectives. Yeah. So we're going to do it as often as possible. We recognize that it's better for you guys and it's better for us, but it doesn't always fit the bill. And knowing that, we can bring back some different RF components about the need for this pole in particular that might help sell the case.
Yeah, and also, you know, that with that building going up, it's not at that height yet, and it may be right outside someone's window at the same time. So I think it is prudent for us to continue this.
And will your new installations be the same as the ones you have now in terms of the fan and all that stuff?
The technology is changing dramatically, and it's still a little bit being designed. The new stuff doesn't have fans, but we'll be replacing the fans in there. The shrouds that we're going to be installing have a wide variety of new cooling techniques, and the fan will be used a lot less frequently, which is one of the benefits of the upgrade that we're planning over the course of the next couple of months.
Okay, because I'm not sure if you know, we've had some issues with regard to violations of the noise ordinance.
I spoke last week with... Andrea Boyer.
Yes, and if this building is going up, you know, that's also a consideration in terms of the pole being used, because if it is close enough and your fans are as they are now, it very well could be that you are not able to put that up there because of the noise ordinance, because it would be a violation, and then you'd be paying $300 per day to basically keep it there.
I think when we're looking at a continuance, what we can do is look at the coverage need here and come back and talk about what would work and what wouldn't next month, if that makes sense to you guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So motion to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
The
Thank you.
Is withdrawn. NSTAR continued from February 22nd for Columbia Street southwesterly from pole 16679, approximately 397 feet north of Webster, a distance of about 67 feet of conduit. The work is necessary to supply power to 305 Webster.
Thank you. Good morning. Could you please state
Jackie Duffy, EverSource.
Thank you.
We're still waiting, I guess, for the submission.
John? John, I'm sorry, how do we spell your last name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Joseph Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N.
S-H-A-N-N-O-N. Thank you.
I'm the government relations manager for Crown Castle.
Thank you. Okay, sorry, back to NSTAR. Yes, Ms. Duffy, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It says, wait, is still waiting for submission of utility package, and we've not done that yet with the developer. Developer needs to contact Verizon and Comcast to coordinate.
So we'll continue it. Should we take it off the agenda until they get back to you?
Yeah, I would. So motion to continue and remove it from the agenda until we see a full package from the developer.
Yeah.
Second?
Okay. Second, yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
NSTAR for Smith Place northwesterly from pole 64010, approximately 504 feet north of Concord Ave, a distance of about 4 feet of conduit. The work is necessary to supply power to a new parking lot.
And this is being held up because of the flammables, so I've already contacted the fire department and paid them, and then I just have to pay the flammables for the Wheeler Street and Airway.
Okay. Do you know, did the permits issue for the flammables? Because last time we looked at this, the flammables
they sent me They sent me a form, so now I just have to continue on with that.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
With typical permits from DPW and electrical. All those in favor?
Aye.
You want to talk about it?
You can, whatever you might want to bring up. We wouldn't be able to vote without any.
Right.
Just state what we're talking about. Yeah, there was.
Well, you want to come up, Bill? I just sent you a copy of our sketch to your phone.
This is in relation to the 55 Regent Street where the customer had installed the conduit, and Comcast had the original petition, which we've approved with mitigation with the contractor to remove that third conduit. So the work was done prior to permitting.
Right.
And with mitigation, with DPW and myself, we had the third conduit removed, cut and capped.
Mm-hmm.
So the electric conduit is in waiting for connection.
So it looks like it's 55 feet, so I ordered plans from our survey group. So that's why he's here today. But we haven't submitted our petition yet. But the work's already done.
And sir, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Bill Snow.
Snow?
Yes.
Like the beautiful white thing that you love, JF?
Yeah. Okay. See a little bit of it.
So it looks like they're going from, I had them send it to me, 579 over 10, 55 feet, so they've done it, but we have to get the approval from you, which we haven't submitted anything yet.
Okay.
So that's why he's here.
So this is holding up the connection? Is Wright's holding up the
connection? No, it's you. You're the holding up the connection, because we have to submit everything through you people. Unless we get approval through you. So every time we're digging in Cambridge, we have to submit.
Correct.
So,
but unless you submit it, we can't approve it.
Right, and we just got it in June. So I can't release it yet. I can on your, like, saying we can do it in September. So I just said, can you see where the plans are? They said they're doing them today. We'll have it for September.
I mean, we've been working with this for couple of months. It's been installed.
Yeah. I mean, I would be fine with approving it, pending the submission.
He just said, when I texted, when I found out he was here, they said they're doing them today.
Mean, I would grant pending submission of all paperwork. I mean, in any event, you can't start the work, let's say, tomorrow, because you still have to go through utility and DPW permits, yeah?
That's all been done.
Oh, that's all been done?
It's been submitted, only because it was involved Comcast, and we've approved the Comcast. It's all the same trench. It's been done, and everything's been mitigated as far as removal of that third conduit.
So, Mr. Snow, are you the customer?
I'm the contractor that turns the pipe. Yeah.
So you still, for the record, we still need a permit from electric?
I've received it, yeah. I just haven't passed it down to you guys.
Right.
Okay.
And then we'll have the petition for next month.
And then this is, and right now, this is for 55 Regent?
55 Regent from pole 579 over 10. So it's already done. So we just have to bring in our paperwork.
And then right now they don't have service?
We're operating the building off the existing temporary service, but all three units have been sold, and so it's a problem. All my doing, but it's a problem.
And the temporary service is through what?
It's overhead onto a stanchion.
Yeah, I'm fine with granting it, and then pending submission of all paperwork.
Also.
And then if we, I mean, if you guys are okay,
yeah,
we can grant it, and the only, and there's no need to hear it again in September.
So
unless you want to,
I don't think we need to hear it.
Yeah.
I think unless you're coming, or you'd be coming in anyways, I would submit it. Yes,
yes to submit, but I'm just saying that we don't necessarily have to hear it for granting it, unless there's an issue.
Right, but then what about the abutters?
Well, that's been already taken care of through Comcast.
Okay.
All the abutters were notified.
So we don't have to do the abutters for region?
No. The trench is installed, it's in, the abutters were notified on that trench through Comcast.
So we'll bring it, hear it?
Tim's bringing it. Well, I don't know that we have to hear it because we're hearing it now.
Yeah.
The abutters were notified.
What kind of work are you doing? Are you doing any type of work that's different from what Comcast?
It just says
Anthony, are you done with the Regent project?
Yes. I mean, the conduit was placed, so ours was really just a follow-up to the
There's no excavation.
Yes, there's no excavation, but I can just submit it to Dana, the paperwork, and just not put it on the agenda.
Then,
do you want to do that?
And then, and so what you're doing is you're taking the temporary service and you're making it permanent, and it's all aerial?
It'll be going underground.
Underground.
So the overhead comes down, it'll come out, the conduit's already been installed, they put the wire underground to a handhole, liven it up, and it's...
So this is what I would do. I say we grant it. However, I do say that you do notice the abutters, but notice the abutters to the extent that this grant was provided today. And let them know when you will be there working on that. When you will be taking it down from temporary and making...
Do some more, I mean...
Well, they need to know when you're going to be on the street.
Are you already out there? Are you done?
So we have I'll apply for a utility permit to pull the cable, but that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I think we need to tell the abutters. I mean, regardless of whether the abutters... Okay, let me put it this way. Even if we have abutters that complain about this, this is something that we're going to grant, yes?
Yes.
Because we have to, yes? So, but at a minimum, the abutters need to know that you're going to be there doing this work. So my suggestion would be, we grant it today, and the Eversource notice to abutters will be FYI from, you know, September 1st to September 10th, we're going to be excavating on your...
But
we're
not.
There's no excavation.
It's already done.
There's no excavation.
That's why I'm saying I think you'll just confuse the abutters.
Oh, okay.
Abutters.
So the excavation has already been done.
Yeah.
He did it. That's
it's
why
all,
he's here.
Yeah. Pipes on the ground. It's similar to the maintenance that Eversource would do on an ongoing or Comcast on an ongoing basis, installing wiring in an existing path.
Okay, then you know what? Granted, submit the application to Dana without the notice
and
to abutters.
And just tell him not to put it on?
We will tell him today not to put it on.
Okay.
That it has been
so
granted.
So I'll put a note on to when we submit it for September and we're good, and I'll release it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on that motion?
I can send it to you.
On that confusing notion.
Just send it to me.
I'll second it.
No, I'm saying just send it to you. I'm right.
I'll second.
Okay, so
if you need any, if you need
anything. No, I got it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Show our hand.
Plan, right?
I got it.
Somebody needs to send us.
The plan is, it's the same as the Comcast that's in here.
Drawing. Okay.
It's the same trench. It's, you know, there's a 4-inch pipe and a 2-inch pipe side by side. There was 2 2-inch pipes. The dispute was as other, that no one's taken ownership of the third pipe, so we have them cut it back from the pole 3 feet, cut it and cap it. If in the future Verizon, then they'd have to apply for it, but rather than have the whole street dug up, we have them go back, cut it back, get it off the pole so it doesn't take up space on the pole and clog the pole with risers.
Okay. So Mr. Snow, now you know.
Oh yes. No,
thank
listen.
You.
I appreciate the board's time and I'm sorry for any inconvenience. You got those pictures.
Yes,
thank
I did.
You.
Okay,
I just want to make sure.
Oh yeah.
And there was the only reason I was to come today was to provide documentation of the plastic pipe.
Okay.
That was for you.
Yeah.
I have the invoice from the supplier, Schedule 80 PVC. If you can look at it.
You already looked at it.
Yeah. Who else?
Yeah. Okay. That's why I was told to come and bring documentation.
Yep.
Bob spoke to you.
Yes.
Bob spoke to me. Bob said,
okay.
"Do you have a receipt?" I said, "Of course I do."
Yeah,
so it's all PVC,
which
we would never use steel conduit in the street. That's just not
done.
Are we all set, gentlemen?
Yep.
Ladies,
yes.
Thank you very
thank
much
you.
For your time.
Okay.
I guess I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's it for me.
Yep. Okay.
There were two, just to go out, there was, I had talked last month, talked to Rich about those two petitions that he needed to submit because it was work done prior to because of emergencies. One was 245 Bent Street.
And the other, is that the one that Matt Bain did then?
Yes,
or something?
Yeah, okay, that was a small riser, but it still needs to be petitioned.
Yep, 245 Bent.
Yeah, and the other one was Bishop Allen at Norfolk. I also spoke to him about
that.
It's
right over here, isn't it?
Yeah, they installed two conduits between two manholes without grant allocation. And he's aware of both of them. Matt Vine.
Matt Vine.
Yeah, and they were supposed to submit those applications. And
okay, thank
you. All right,
you.
Thank you.
Okay, now the next one is petition fee. So right now, when people apply, we have them.
Am I done?
Yes, you're done.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Thank you. The application fee for a petition, we charge them $110 if it's residential, or $180 if it's commercial. 95% of our things are commercial, and the sort of the quote-unquote considerations for residentials are not very clear. So my proposal is to change the fee to a flat $200, regardless of the type of connection.
So the $200 fee, is that per, so that would be per attachment?
Per street, that's how we charge it.
Per street, so if...
So we do 100, we do the fee is per street.
So if they went down Putnam Ave and then down Pleasant Street, it would be $400.
Yeah. Versus right now, which is like 360.
So if they were to dig, or regardless whether it's digging or overhead, it's per street.
Yeah, the way that it's currently charged is per street, and then they pay that yearly maintenance fee.
Correct. That's
fine. I don't know. Do you have to justify that fee? Usually, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the justification is one. The amount of time that's spent with these petitions and looking at it, and the amount of time each commissioner spends looking at these petitions and verifying the routes and the administrative tasks of Dana in terms of getting all of these together, maintaining them, continuing them year, month through month.
They really wouldn't. Where does a residential fee come into effect? It wouldn't. Really?
They almost never. I think we've had like
rare.
I think we have one or two a year. So, and again, the way that it was written in the packet of our original packet of years ago, the way that it's explained is if you're attaching or if you're going to service a house with more than three units or, and I think that's it. I think that's how it goes.
Something like that.
Yeah, but it's always a utility.
Yeah.
Commercial that would submit.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so I agree.
Okay, so $200?
Yeah.
Okay.
And not to mention I've been here for 13 years, and that's the fee that it's been for 13 years,
mm-hmm.
and probably way before that.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that. Okay, great.
Okay.
And then consideration of minutes, did you bring minutes down? Are we done with minutes? I know that I looked at last.
Dana did not give them to me.
But you sent them out. You did the minutes. Dana doesn't do the minutes.
That's true, too, but I usually...
Did you review the minutes
I don't think I saw.
Okay,
anything.
So no minutes. No minutes approval. And then we'll just take a look, and then we'll just approve them next month.
What was the,
all right.
the date?
I don't know. July.
July 6th.
It would have been the 19th.
July 19th.
Yeah, July.
All right.
And we have been meeting extensively with the law department and manager's office regarding small cells.
Okay, good.